But you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Oh, I did not believe that it would end, no. Everything came second to the band, so you're not even speaking to my friends, no. You knew all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow 'em out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see you dress up with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas, Jonas. Trying to forget, but I can't get it out of my head. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you. Seen you with your other dude. He seemed like it was pretty cool. I was so broken over you. Life it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another foreign or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life has changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Oh, I promise, I swear to you I'll be okay. You're only
Malone, better now. I tell you what, I'm better now too. Thank God for Ella. She pulled it off today. I'm telling you, girl, I'm telling you right now. Lord have mercy.
I'm glad. It was fun. A ball.
I had a ball too. Thanks very much. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series. Ella and I are out of here. We're going to go get some lunch and we're going to kick it back in the afternoon and just hang out. Let's see, what else? What do we play?
That just was Better Now is Post Malone. And before that, we heard Benny and the Jets, Elton John, the Pointer Sisters were with I'm So Excited, and some other Motown. It was great.
Great, good. You did a great job. Now, who's coming up next?
Next, stay tuned and listen up for the Shukri Wright Show. I play some great tunes, and so keep on listening.
And he told us he's going to be bringing in pizza, and I won't say anything else.
Here we go. We're playing one more Post Malone song to close it out. It's Circles.
DJD WMFO 91.5. Dance Music Express. DJD and Ella.
Thank you. like a rock as well. You came to the notion and you I can't confide. If you wanna take a chance, I'm going this ride. Yeah, I think I like you, baby. Yeah, cause this is maybe. You wanna run it out, I wanna run it out. You wanna run it out, I wanna run it out. You wanna run it out, I wanna run it out. You wanna run it out, I wanna run it
into the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. A little bit of a late start, but no big deal. It's been a crazy day in Boston, and especially in the world of sports. We have, between now and we're here until 3 o'clock today, to talk about the major story that has broke within the last 48 hours in Major League Baseball, as well as here in Boston, but as it pertains to your Boston Red Sox. I'm joined in studio today by a special guest. Many of you may remember, for those who've been following the show, you may remember the sports professor. Well, guess what? He's here today. And how are you doing today?
We're doing great. We're better than Mike and the Mad Dog. We're here.
that's a start. I tell you what, I want to start off by getting into a little bit of a monologue, because I've been waiting for a few days to really have the opportunity to really just get this off my chest. And I tell you what, considering what has taken place, and for those that haven't been following, and those that haven't heard by now, Alex Cora out as manager of the Boston Red Sox. The news broke last night around 7:30, around 7:30 Eastern time, that he was dismissed as the manager of the Boston Red Sox. But that's only half the story. The other half being that A.J. Hinch, the manager of the Houston Astros, was fired after his role in a cheating scandal involving the Houston Astros. Now, how does both of these stories tie into each other? To give you a quick rundown, basically, Alex Cora was the bench coach in Houston in 2017 when the Astros won the World Series. Now, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, said in the report, there's a 9-page report that was released on Monday, it mentions that Alex Cora was the man who came up with the system and enforced the system in which the Astros used to steal signs electronically. So with that being said, he later brought that system here to Boston in 2018 it was his first year as the manager of the Boston Red Sox. And as it turns out, this cheating scandal involves two franchises, the Astros and the Red Sox. We're here for another 2 hours and 39 minutes. We're going to break it down into as many layers as possible. Plus, there is a press conference at 1 o'clock today. So stay tuned for that as I'll talk about and break down as much as I possibly can. So the phone lines are open. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. In the opening thoughts, before I get the sports professor into this, is we have seen some dark clouds and some real grave scandals in the history of Major League Baseball. We know about the Black Sox scandal of 1919. We know about the steroid era, the steroid scandal of the late 90s and early 2000s. Especially with the George Mitchell report being published in 2007. We know about Pete Rose and his gambling scandal as well. We know about all of the different scandals that have taken place in Major League Baseball. But this scandal, simply put, is truly a dark cloud for Major League Baseball, and dare I even say, one of the worst scandals that we've seen in quite some time as it relates to Major League Baseball. The levels in which that this goes cannot be overstated. It cannot be understated. And it pains me, even as a baseball fan and as a lifelong baseball fan, that here we are in 2020, and somehow, some way, when you think you figured out a problem, that people find a way to actually get around that issue and take advantage. And that's exactly what happened. So the thought is, the Astros got exactly what they deserve. But what's coming to the Boston Red Sox next can be an absolute backbreaker for the organization. So now, as I turn my attention to the sports professor, I'll ask you this. Number one, in terms of AJ Hinch, he should have done more. He knew what was going on, but didn't do anything. Why do you think that he decided to be complicit in illegal activity, knowing that there was a warning sent in September 2017 to all 30 major league teams? And how severe do you think this scandal is going to impact the Red Sox, both now and moving forward? Because there are both short-term and long-term ramifications from the scandal. Your thoughts?
Hinch went along with it because they were winning, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Cora is the one that instigated in Houston. Cora is the one that instigated it here. Houston, the manager and general manager, were fired and suspended for a year. They got to pay a $5 million fine, which is nothing. But the big thing, as we were talking about earlier, Houston lost four upcoming draft picks and the amount of draft pool signing money that goes with those. Since the Red Sox were specifically warned about this in 2017,
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that Cora is not only going to be suspended for 1 year, I suspect it'll be at least 2 years because he's involved in two different scandals.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are going to get fined even more than $5 million, and they're probably going to lose even more draft picks, considering their farm system isn't very good now. Losing more draft picks is going to really hurt them. I think eventually the Red Sox are going to be in the Oriole rebuild mode in a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's going to be devastating to them. And me being a Dodger fan, and the Dodgers lost to the Astros in the 17 World Series and lost to the Red Sox in the 18 World Series, and they were both cheating then,
yeah,
makes me even madder. But I think the Red Sox are going to get a harsher penalty than Houston did because they were warned in 17 about using the watches, those smart watches, for relaying signals.
Absolutely.
And so I think the penalty on the Red Sox, it'll look pretty bad to Houston. I think it's even going to be worse for Boston. I'm not saying it should be, but I envision it will be.
It's got to be. because, one, when you are warned, you're given a warning in terms of, hey, what you're doing is wrong. We're giving you a warning and a fine. And you insist, for whatever reason, to ignore those warnings, you absolutely deserve the punishment and the long-term effects of your decision-making. Because here's the thing that makes this so absolutely horrifically bad. What makes this bad is this, is that, and again, we have a lot of time to really get deep into this, but I want to start off with this very premise here. You were aware that your consequences, your actions could have grave consequences, yet you still chose to continue to do it. And the one thing I will say is that for Houston, I'm going to start with the Houston side. The Astros, oh man, where do you even begin? I mean, for the commissioner to come out and flatly say, and he did flatly say, the organization has a culture problem. I gotta tell you something. This really is the cherry on the topping of the sundae, where this proves that for whatever reason, starting with the assistant GM who was fired at the end of the 2019 season or whenever it was, to now this whole cheating scandal in which that AJ Hinch was involved with, it's got to create some kind of thought of what's the reason? Like did you honestly think and believe that at some point something was going to come about, regardless of whether if there was a quote unquote snitch? Because to me, this tells me that you are so arrogant and you are willing to disregard the warning. Because again, I'm going to keep hammering this very main point. All 30 major league teams were warned about this in September 2017, after the Yankees and the Red Sox were fined for Apple Watch scandal at that time. And you ignore that warning. But not only do you ignore the warning, you took it a step further. So what I'm interested in hearing from you is this. In your view, does this taint the 2017 World Series championship for the Houston Astros? And if so, does this also skew your view of the Houston Astros players as a whole, the players who were on the team then and the players that are on the team now?
I think the players are good players. It doesn't change my view of the players. I think it does alter the view of the 17 series. The 18 series, the Red Sox kind of steamrolled the Dodgers, so I think they would have won regardless. But in 17, that was a seven-game series. The Dodgers lost a couple of games on one key hit, which could have been the signal of what the pitch was coming, and they knew it.
Right.
I think that series is definitely one that probably was influenced by this. The 18 series, since the Red Sox won so easily, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also beginning to wonder if Dave Dombrowski's going to be caught in this. He got fired in August.
Yeah.
He was the general manager.
He's not scot-free in this at all.
I think even though he went out in August, this was going on all year. I think we're going to hear his name come up in this also. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a lawyer, but it was under his watch too, and the general manager of Houston got it. And even though Dombrowski was fired in August, maybe he was fired for this. We don't know why he was fired.
September, yeah.
We don't even know why. They never gave a press conference as to why they fired him.
3 weeks, they waited 3 weeks before they finally gave a press conference.
Which said nothing.
Said
nothing. It's like a Bill Belichick press conference that says nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think Dombrowski's going to have his head in the jam on this too. I think the penalties on the Red Sox are going to be worse than what Houston got, and Houston got hit pretty hard. That's my opinion. It's going to be coming out soon, and both teams got to get new managers.
And here's listen, and we're going to get to the managerial search a little later on in the show. Because from surface level, I can't help but to say to myself, man, does Major League Baseball have a major problem now? Because the big point in all of this is this. For how long was were the fans and even the players complaining there should be instant replay? There needs to be replay booths, replay videos, and so forth and so forth and so forth. We heard this complaint for, you could say, years. Yes, years. And to top that all off, your wish finally came true. And now you abuse that privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. And now I can't help but to think that Major League Baseball is going to step in and make major swift changes to how the video rooms at each ballpark is going to be used and monitored now because of this whole scandal. And I'd be remiss to say that if you're the Red Sox and the Astros, you can't even be trusted in terms of on-field competition. And it sucks. It's not even just those two teams, but just the mere fact that you even have to change up the signs every couple of innings because of the paranoia that exists. And that shouldn't exist.
No, it's certainly, we do need to clarify, it's certainly legal to steal signs if you do it by your own means,
yes,
by your own eyes.
Yeah.
If you're standing on second base and you can see what the catcher's signaling and you can signal to the batter, that is perfectly legal.
Yes, that is correct.
Nobody's saying you can't do that. That's been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
They say, more power to you if you can do it. What they're objecting to is the electronic gimmickry where they're taking cameras
and then relaying it.
Yeah. It's become a problem. Now, this scandal isn't as bad as the one in 1919 when they threw the World Series, but it's a bad scandal. And there's a lot of heads are going to continue to roll on this. And another thing I think they should do, an instant replay, I think if you want an instant replay, you should call it right away. I don't like this where they go in the dugout and the team looks it over and see if they want to ask for a review.
Yeah.
You have to do it instantly. Either do it or don't. And stop this waiting 10 minutes to look at yourself and then come out and say whether we want a review or not. If you're going to do it right away, and they shouldn't let them consult about it. But this is not as big as throwing the World Series in 1919. It's not as big as Pete Rose potentially trying to throw games that he bet on. But this is big. And it affects the integrity of the game. And the series win for the Astros in 17 is definitely tainted. The one for the Red Sox, I think, is a little bit tainted.
I think it's very tainted.
You think it's very tainted?
Very. Yeah. I'll explain why when you're done. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You take it. Go.
No, because the reason why I think it's very tainted is because of this. And I keep going back to the 9-page report that Commissioner Manfred released on Monday. And he explicitly names Alex Cora in all of this. And that there was something that led to the Major League Baseball investigating the Red Sox. Now, keep in mind that for whatever reason, the investigation is not done yet, but they're not coming out unscathed. So which tells me that there's no, without question, they are explicit in this too. And a lot of it has to do because of Alex Cora. Now, as to how much was like instituted here in 2018, back in 2018 rather, we'll never really truly know until we find out more from what MLB finds in its investigative investigation and so forth. And as a result, even though you feel as a Dodger fan that the Red Sox would have won anyway because they were just simply that good, but it now begs the question, were they really that good because of the fact that they cheated? Or was it because of the fact that they really were just simply that good of a roster that was constructed? Now, that's something that now, sadly, nobody in New England can say that they were just that good because of the roster construction. Especially now, I don't care how much you love the Red Sox, but the fact of the matter is this. from looking at it from a pure objective point of view, you got caught in the cookie jar. And frankly, the number one thing that I'm absolutely sick of hearing via social media, but everybody's been doing it. You got caught. You got caught. Stop trying to paint everybody else's picture bad because you got caught. It's like, and Professor, you could speak to this. For example, say someone is driving on the highway, right? And you're speeding. You're going 95.
Woo! Have you been trailing me?
And you get pulled over, and I say God forbid. You get pulled over. Cop says, "Do you know why we pulled you over? Because you're speeding." And your response goes, "But look at everybody else. They're going 110, but you got pulled over, not everybody else." And this is my response to those who have been saying, "But everybody else has been doing." I'm like, "Wait, stop. Wait a minute now." You're saying that everybody else has been doing it. Stealing signs isn't the issue. It's the way that you've been doing it and that you got caught.
Yeah, everybody steals signs, but everyone's not doing it electronically.
That's the difference.
Everybody doesn't have cameras in their center field well, relaying the signals to the batter. Everybody's not doing that.
Yeah.
Everybody's stealing signs. That's perfectly legal if you can get away with it. Pedroia was a great one when he was on second base as a base runner. They say he's one of the best ones, observing the catcher and pitcher and be able to relay what the sign was. You give those people an A. I mean, they're doing it within the legal limits of the game, and if they can get away with it, that's good. Now you notice a lot of pitchers and catchers, when they talk to each other, they cover their face with the glove now because some people could read lips.
Read lips,
they're reading lips to hear what they're saying. And that was perfectly legal. You're good enough to read the lips? Be my guest.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't do cameras, electronics, and have stuff planted in the dugout. That's where we're crossing the line, and it's becoming an issue. So everyone is not doing it electronically. Everyone is stealing signs. More power to them. If you don't use media and electronics to do it, be my guest.
Yeah. And the thing is, And I'm going to end this first segment on this very point here. I have to ask myself the following question. We're just getting to the tip of the iceberg here. This is no way, shape, and form even remotely over in terms of the investigation. In terms of what happens next with the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox, this is nowhere near done, in my humble opinion.
Well, I think the Houston punishment's pretty set and
done. But in terms of the fallout and in terms of the sheer effect of it,
this is going to be worse. It's going to be worse for the Red Sox. It's going to devastate this organization. I'm telling you,
without question.
It's not the $5 million fine. Henry can write a check like that. It's like toilet paper to him. Doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But when they lose draft picks and stuff, it's going to be brutal because their farm system is not very good anyway.
We're gonna touch on that next, actually. Coming up next, Red Sox fans, I have a major warning, and the sports professor actually alluded to it, but actually I got something even more deeper. Just how bad is the punishment going to be for the Boston Red Sox? And why this furthermore puts more pressure on this Red Sox team as they prepare to report for spring training in about a month's time to be competitive in 2020. That and much more coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. All sitting here in studio alongside the Spurs Professor. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Sitting in the studio alongside the sports professor himself. We're going to take this quick opportunity to pause for state identification and as well as a PSA announcement brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
We're back here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We're here until 3 o'clock today. 1 o'clock, there is the press conference involving the Red Sox at Fenway Park, discussing the allegations as well as the Alex Cora firing. I'm actually really interested to see what's talked about and what's mentioned. I don't think we're allowed to carry it live on the air, although we have the capabilities of, but I don't think we're allowed to carry it live on air, so I'm not going to take that chance. So with that being said, in terms of the Red Sox, I actually was thinking about this morning, and I was actually thinking about this especially on Monday when, give me 1 second.
Hello, say that again? No, this is a talk show. No worries.
Yeah, so with that, as I was saying, I was thinking about this morning in terms of the Red Sox side of things. How bad is the punishment going to be for the Boston Red Sox from this whole cheat gate, whatever you want to call it? But what I am most curious is we know that Cora is gone. He's fired. What I knew based upon the report that came out on Monday was that there was no way on earth that they were going to survive this. There's just no way. I refuse to believe it. And one of the things that immediately I thought about was the immediate future in terms of the Red Sox and in the long-term future for the Red Sox moving forward. And for those that have been following the show and listening to the show since July, I've mentioned repeatedly about how poor the Red Sox farm system is. And I even mentioned at one point that they were better off trading Mookie Betts in order to get assets that's going to replenish the farm system, which even as of right now, you don't have any major prospects that's going to be coming up over the next 3 to 4 years. None. Zero. So, we know what the Red Sox got in terms of the punishment. The loss of the first to two first round and second round picks and so forth in 2020 and 2021. And for those that think that, oh, it's no big deal. No, it's actually a really big deal considering depending on what the state of your farm system is. And if you're the Red Sox, I got news for you. This is actually really devastating. If, and I do say if, because we're still waiting to hear from Major League Baseball as to what the Red Sox punishment is going to be. Because like I said, the Red Sox punishment is going to be worse than what the Houston Astros got. So, the first question I'll ask you, Sports Professor, is this. Considering the state of the Red Sox farm system as it currently stands, how bad do you think the punishment in terms of draft picks will be for the Boston Red Sox? And do you think this will have a crippling effect on the organization over the course of the next several years as a result of the scandal?
Right now, the Red Sox farm system is rated 28th out of 30.
Which is scary.
If you're taking away future draft picks, it's going to be worse. The ultimate penalty, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but that happened with Mark Schott in Cincinnati. It happened in Sterling with the LA Clippers if Major League Baseball makes Henry sell the franchise, takes the franchise away from him.
Wow, really?
They did it with Mark Schott in Cincinnati for lesser crimes. They
what?
Made her sell the
Wow. I never knew that, no.
Like oh,
that.
Yeah. And don't forget Sterling for the LA Clippers.
That was horrific. Like, for the racial slur that he used, like,
right.
that, he
I
had
know,
no choice.
But still, that could be the ultimate. They could tell Henry, they gave Henry a great deal. They let him sell Miami and buy Boston in the first place. They could ultimately say, you got to sell the club. That would be the ultimate penalty.
Which is scary, yeah.
That they could come down. I'm not saying Mark Schott, they did that in Cincinnati. They made her sell the team.
Wow.
They didn't say and they had to prove the new owner. They didn't say they didn't pick the owner. You said you can pick who you want to sell it to, but we got to prove who you pick, and you negotiate the price on your own, but you're out. And the ultimate penalty would be if they say to the Red Sox, your group is out.
Wow.
I'm not saying they're going to do that, but don't forget the Red Sox got warned in 2017.
Yeah.
They've been warned previously. Houston had not been. It was all new to Houston.
They were, as part of the warning.
Boston got a specific warning,
yes.
Everybody got a general warning, but Boston got a very specific warning of them using those smart watches or whatever they were using. They got a very specific warning. Other teams were told, don't do that because they did that.
Yeah.
So the Red Sox are in more trouble than Houston was, and Houston's penalty was pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, the Red Sox, I think if they lose more draft picks, it's going to be devastating down the future. And the ultimate thing would be sell the franchise. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but they did it with Mark Schott, Cincinnati Reds. They made her sell. So, you know, that's always something to think about.
You know, what's interesting is that I don't think Major League Baseball will go that far, but I do think that it could go to a second tier. That would be top tier, like, whoa. Wow. But second tier would be, okay, not only that you don't have first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021, but you don't have first and second round draft picks for the next 5 years. Now, that would be really damaging. Or, like, to the point where I mentioned before going on break that this situation really puts the pressure on the Boston Red Sox to be competitive in 2020 because of the fact that your farm system is basically almost non-existent. Two, you don't know what the status is going to be in terms of Mookie Betts. Yes, you agreed to the 1 year, $27 million agreement, but beyond this year, you don't know. You don't know if this team is going to be any good enough. And then on top of that, your rotation and your bullpen is a question mark, if we're going to be 100% honest. Because, again, no one's heard a word in terms of the status of Chris Sale, his health status. We don't know. But the fact of the matter is this. The pressure for the Boston Red Sox in 2020 is going to be beyond belief, but for all the wrong reasons.
They were given the mandate by the owner to lower the payroll, and they've actually raised the payroll.
I mean, ironically can't help enough,
it. Through arbitration, the payroll has gone up over last year. It's not gone down.
Yeah, ironically.
It's kind of odd. Even though Porcello, with his $10 million whatever left, it still's gone up because of all the arbitration. And Erod's arbitration case, they didn't get an agreement with him. So that's going to an arbitration board.
So on top of that, Porcello is now with the Mets.
Correct.
So unfortunately, he's no longer the Red Sox problem whatsoever. But what I am most curious
Who's going to pitch those innings?
There you go.
Who's going to pitch? He wasn't very good, but he pitched a lot of innings.
Exactly. Which is why, again, it goes back to my point that if you're Red Sox Nation, you should be scared. Scared for this one major reason here. Because, again, Mookie Betts, even if Mookie Betts signed a long-term deal, that resolves a quarter of the problem. And I say quarter being really generous. Being really generous here. And being generous in the sense that that's a quarter of the problem right there, but you still got three quarters left.
He's not going to sign, and if they get penalties on this, he knows the team's going to tank.
Exactly.
He's not going to sign here. As we were discussing before and we were on the air, I'm willing to bet my house that Chris Sale's got Tommy John surgery coming up.
It's coming.
It's no question in my mind about it. Anybody that gets the plasma-rich... It lasts 3 or 4 months and it doesn't work. And everyone that's done it has had Tommy John surgery. He should have had it done last August and be on the road to recovery by now. And if Mookie, if these penalties come down and Mookie sees the Red Sox are going to be tanking, there's no way he's going to sign here.
You know what's interesting? Tony Maserati, longtime respected baseball writer, now works for the Sports Hub. He said this at the time in August, that when you get a plasma injection, especially for an arm injury, that oftentimes leads to the Tommy John. That's not going to hold up.
Everyone that's had it has had Tommy
John. It's going to end up having Tommy John.
Everyone.
So Red Sox Nation, it really is a matter of time.
It's just when it's going to happen.
Exactly. It's a matter of when.
It's usually they get 3-4 months out of it. So if he starts the season in March, April, by June or whatever, it's going to be gone.
So now here's the thing. For all of the listeners that are listening in, you have two worries, major worries at that. And the first worry is, number one, what kind of team you're going to have in 2020, because that's no guarantee in terms of that. And number two, how will the punishment handed down by Major League Baseball affect the franchise? Because at this point in time, what makes this frightening just to even sit here and talk about from a pure baseball perspective is that for the Red Sox, you knew in 2019, and I was very adamant about this on the air, you needed to revamp the bullpen. You didn't. You needed to revamp the farm system. You didn't. And now this massive scandal comes about in which that you don't know what your future is going to be, especially over the next 3 to 5 years. Because I will say this until the end of the show, and I will say this again tomorrow. What the Red Sox have coming is going to be far worse than what Houston got. What Houston got is historically bad. But what the Red Sox can get, depending on how you look at it, if I'm going to be brutally honest, could be a death blow to the organization, at least for the next 3 to 5 years.
It's like a team in the NCAA getting sanctions and getting scholarships.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's a terrific analogy.
Same thing.
Thank you.
The Red Sox this year, the bullpen they didn't add to, but the bullpen actually wasn't that bad. The starting pitching is what killed them, except for Erod.
I disagree. It was the bullpen.
You look what Porcello did, Sale, Price. The starting pitching was... They had to overuse the bullpen because the starting pitching didn't get them 5 innings.
And the only pitcher they were able to rely on was Erod. He had a career year last year.
Yeah, he's the only one. And he didn't even go complete games. He never can go because he throws too many pitches. he would get them into the sixth, seventh inning. They wore out the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen threw more innings than they ever should have thrown.
Yeah.
The starting pitching was just terrible, and I don't see any. They didn't add any good starting pitchers. They added Martin Perez, who had a 6-something ERA in Texas, so I'm not all excited about him. And he's pitching in Fenway now. It looks like you got Marge Schott up there on the board.
Yeah, because I had to pull this up because I never knew about this actually.
Yeah, she had a, they made her sell the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, like she owned the Reds from 1984 to 1999.
And the commissioner came down and said, "You got to sell it."
Butzelig, who was the
commissioner at the time.
Yeah, correct. And I am.
And this wasn't a scandal like this at all. They were upset about her dog pooping on the grass and on the middle of the field, and she was kind of obnoxious. But she didn't have a big scandal like this, and they made her sell the team.
Yeah. And what's really disturbing about that whole thing, and it looks like she had some real racist sentiment spewed, especially towards Eric Davis and Dave Parker, in which I'm not even going to repeat it. Like I just read it just now. I'm just like, wow.
But they can make you give up the